Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. On the 16th day of April, 2013, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 10, 11 hours or so. And again, in the future, we're going to have even more reporters and crew. We'll be able to easily go 24 hours straight or longer. But this is the big official foundation of our entire media operation to awaken humanity to the globalist peril. This is the big radio show. We also simulcast video at Infowars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Bottom line, you know that I've been saying there'll be false flag, IED, improvised explosive device attacks all over the country, because I know the scripting. And the globalists always train police and others for the narrative they're going to carry out, whether it's staged events, provocateur, or organic, which are very rare. These terror attacks are rare, period. The system will use this to roll out TSA in the malls on the streets of America and basically a ratcheting up of the overall martial law type atmosphere. Before I went live, Obama spoke, and we're going to find that clip. It was about 30 minutes ago. And I watched his press conference. It's Obama's new press conference. It's up at whitehouse.gov. He was wearing a really ugly tie, black and white speckled tie. People that want to be able to find which one of the fear-mongering press conferences it was. And you know, he says, listen, I'm telling you it's terror. Like, oh, now it's terror because the president said, you know, like, you go outside, it's a blue sky. I don't know if it's daytime. You go turn on the press conference. Oh, the president says it's daytime. It's daytime. Or if it's nighttime, you've got to have the, you know, tune into the president. The president's like, it is nighttime in the Eastern time zone. You go out and go, okay, it's nighttime. Obviously, this is terrorism. Bombs at a world famous sporting event, killing people. That is an act of terrorism, an act of terrorism. I heard some talk shows last night going, well, only if it was a political group. No, terrorism is an individual group, corporation, it doesn't matter, doing something to scare a population into something political or military or financial you want, or it can be if you're just insane. And I'd say there's maybe one chance out of 100, conservatively, that this is some lone nut. Now, I came out as this was announced with Richard Belzer. Within 2 minutes of it happening, our phone system filled up with people, you know, saying that they'd seen this. So we were one of the first to report it, right as it was only tweeted by the Boston Globe. And I said, look, it's Patriots Day. They're probably going to blame this on right-wing groups or Muslims. But notice how now they're saying right-wing and Al-Qaeda, it just goes together. Regardless now, is it right-wingers? There's only one thing as bad, Al-Qaeda. So we have seen all of that basically pushed in everyone's face. And so they're mixing and conflating the two. And within 10 minutes, Salon, Mediaite, The Blaze, Glenn Beck came out and said, how dare. So the George Soros groups and then Glenn Beck came out and said, how dare you say this could be staged and that it'll be blamed on the Tea Party. Now, within an hour, and I'm not exaggerating, I have 10 different clips. We're not going to play them all. I'm sure you've seen them. We'll play some where they said, you know, the number one suspect is right-wingers. The White House has come out and said that. Axelrod, Obama thinks bombings could be related to tax day. The Young Turks, same deal. MSNBC, CNN, right-wing extremists, CNN to blame for explosions. And then here's the Blaze. Boston Marathon explosions already being blamed on the right. They were simultaneously attacking us for saying that while they were saying it, too. I'm just tired of it. It's bad enough dealing with the globalists, but all right, we're going to break it all down. Here's London Independent saying it's right-wing groups. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we are busy analyzing what really happened at the mystery false flag, while we're busy watching the White House surrogates come out and say, oh, it's a right-wing Tea Party person, that was very predictable. I was attacked just minutes after it happened by known White House front groups like Salon and others, and, of course, Media Matters, which isn't actually run by the White House, for saying, hey, they're going to blame it on the Tea Party. And then minutes later, they did in those very publications. I mean, this is the magnitude of, I say, watch, they're going to blame us, or they're going to try to, and then they go, look, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist, but yes, we are going to try to blame you. But you're wrong because you're right, and you're crazy because you're right. It'd be like if I was sitting there fishing in a rowboat, and there was a bridge over it, and I saw a sports car fly off the road at 100 miles an hour off the bridge, and I said to myself, hey, that's going to crash into the side of the bank or into the water. And if I looked at somebody, you know, in those few seconds, and they said, you're a conspiracy theorist. As the car is Dukes of Hazzarding out over the river, hey, that thing's going to crash. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You see, none of us are allowed to be involved in the narrative. None of us are allowed to speculate, ask questions like, gee, it's Patriots Day in Boston. Gee, Do you think they're going to try to blame a right-wing group? They were only putting out Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL memos last month saying domestic terror attacks are imminent. We warned you right before the Oklahoma City bombing. We warned Bill Clinton. And now we're warning you, Obama. The attacks are imminent. You can look that up. And you've got all these dramas and sitcoms and movies with propaganda placement saying the Tea Party is going to bomb people at public events and they're the new enemy, not Al-Qaeda. And then you have this happen where the country started, where the Revolutionary War, where 1776 started in 1775, Lexington, Concord, Boston. Patriots Day, April 15th. In Boston, the real Patriots Day is the 19th. Stuart Rhodes is on his way there, driving right now. He's going to be joining us later in the broadcast of Oath Keepers. And he's like, oh, yeah, false flag all over it. A constitutional lawyer, Army paratrooper, head of Oath Keepers. And look, they may change the script. You know, when their stuff doesn't go well, like the Olympic Park bombing, they'll try to frame a patsy like Richard Jewell. I mean, the World Trade Center was bombed by the FBI in 1993, the New York Times reported they cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, found guys with 75, one had a 75, one had an 80 IQ. They were both on welfare, and their test scores got released. I mean, they were literally mentally retarded Muslims who then the FBI informants like, you're going to give them real bombs now? And he figured out they were going to set him up, so he recorded them saying, go ahead with the bombing. And that's the only reason that Ahmad Salam got paid off $1.4 million and went back to Egypt. He was an Egyptian CIA guy, or their CIA. And he figured out, he gave a press conference with his lawyer the day after. He goes, and I figured out they were setting me up. I'm not stupid. They promise you, build a fake bomb. Now build a real one. Fake detonators. No, now real detonators. Now load the truck. No, I don't want to load the truck. Well, you've got to. Well, now just let them drive it and we're going to stop them. And the day before, he starts recording them because he was not stupid. He's like, oh my gosh, they're going to set me up. They did set McVeigh up 2 years later. And that's a little lesson for you, folks. Don't take part in a drill. 7-7, they set up local mainline liberal Muslims who were school teachers and stuff to be part of a terror drill. One of them figured it out, and the police killed him at Canary Wharf. That was in the back of the paper. They bombed the same trains, the same bus at the exact same time, and even reported, we're going to play this later, on ITN and BBC, the head advisor consultancy hit it in plain view, Peter Power, formerly the head of Scotland Yard PR, public relations, that, oh, they ran a drill with the Metro and with the Metro Police and Scotland Yard of bombing the exact two trains and exact bus at the exact same time. Wait, it gets better. At the exact same location. We had an insurance actuary done on that. It was in the, I think it was 23 plus tetragillions. That's billions of times more than all the grains of sand estimated in the world. And then they hit it in plain view, which is something they always do. Now, why do they always run a drill? Madrid stage bombing. It came out in their Spanish papers. The president had to resign on 333, 2003. Had to resign when it came out that the intelligence agencies and the Madrid police did the bombing. And they ended up blowing up a house full of the patsies. Putin's been caught in 99 planting bombs in a fourth building. When they got caught, the FSB, Federal Security Bureau, by local Moscow police, suburb of Moscow, they said, oh, it's part of a drill, let us out of jail. You run the drill on 7-7, you run the drills, declassified on 9-11, of the exact same buildings, the Pentagon and the World Trade Centers, attacked by hijacked jets. And that's why NORAD tapes got released, and they go, is this real world or part of the exercise? Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is how criminal elements do this. And that's why when you know this and watch this, you've seen it over and over again. And now what came out, which they're freaking out about and having their surrogates come out and demonize. No one in mainstream media is covering this but DrudgeReport.com. And that's not even really mainstream media. Drudge has a link to this story that is in local news. When I say mainstream, national's not covering it. Local 15 TV out of Boston. We're going to get to this in a little while, the video of it. A document cam, please. UM coach, bomb-sniffing dogs, spotters on roofs before explosions. Well, now they're not calling them police spotters. Go to Drudge. And now it's the mysterious manhunt for the mysterious man in the hoodie. There were cops all over the roofs in hoodies. We've got the video. We've got the photos. Now, people try to spin that, and they say, well, you know what's happening here. You know, they always have bomb-sniffing dogs now at all these events. Aren't you glad they're keeping us safe? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go further. Ollie Stevenson, the marathon coach, University of Mobile's cross-country coach, who was near the finish line of the Boston Marathon when a series of explosions went off, said he thought it was odd there were bomb-sniffing dogs at the start and finish lines. They kept making announcements to the participants, don't worry, it's just a training exercise. Now, our own Dan Bedondi, said Allie Stevenson on Local 15, that is nowhere in the national news, unless it's the alternative news of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and DrudgeReport.com. And I did tune in last night to the guest that's joining us, Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who was on Monday saying staged attacks to be blamed on patriots are imminent. Obama is doubling down, according to his federal source, who I was able to talk to yesterday. In the morning before this happened, he said, get ready. They're looking to blame something on the patriots or the Muslims? Probably the Muslims. And he said, that's all I can tell you. And I need to call that guy back. The point is that imminent is the word. Well, it was imminent. And that's why I came on air yesterday, 3 hours before it happened, and I said, we've all got to unify as the liberty movement. If you support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, transcend liberal conservative, we've got to understand if there are attacks, giving our rights up won't protect us. I can feel it in my bones. Attacks are imminent. And I said, they'll want to have the shot heard around the world. They'll want to pull the trigger because whoever shoots first loses, but blame it on us. I said that three times during the show yesterday. Don't even have the crew to go pull it. I just remember it because I said it over and over again. And isn't it funny? Where the shot heard around the world happened, in Boston, in the very same, you know, a few days, and I'm telling you, this is epic what we're seeing happen. Now, when their first story fell apart in the Olympic Park bombing, they went and set up a patsy. They set up three people for the anthrax attack. Turned out it was super U.S. weapons grade, Fort Detrick, Maryland. The third patsy they grabbed, they took to a hospital, a doctor, drugged him and killed him. It was a line in the back of the local paper that while in a straitjacket, he was fed prescription Tylenol till he died. Okay? So, I would say 99% of people in the military and the police and the bomb squads are not terrorists. Okay? But there isn't really any terrorism or any bomb stuff going on, and usually it's a crazy firefighter or a crazy cop that does it. I mean, look at how many criminology cases. It's somebody on the bomb squad who, 10 years of never having a real bomb and blowing up shopping bags that blow out of trucks on the side of the highway, they'll go plant a bomb. And it's always back of the paper. So criminology-wise, that's who you look at, and still it's a very small minority of them that do it, but statistically it's a much larger minority than the public. But if you look at all of these events, that's the main suspects. And for people to go, how dare Alex Jones, Media Matters, Salon, Mediaite, Glenn Beck, God bless him, all of them coming out attacking me for saying, A, they're going to blame the Tea Party or try, which then happened exactly as I said. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's like, if I stick my hand in a red-hot fire, I'm going to get burned. I mean, it's like, you know, okay, there's been an attack on Patriots Day. It looks staged. Preliminary stuff, there were drills. That's now been confirmed. Bomb-sniffing dogs everywhere. They're having a drill. Looks like a false flag. I mean, you have groups that have done this over and over again that are saying it's going to happen with every TV show, drama, sitcom at a crescendo that the right-wingers are going to bomb everybody. They had a Family Guy that aired 2 weeks ago where the dad, who's a Tea Party guy, joins the Taliban. Again, that oxymoron, but they're still pushing it until people believe it. You know, West Point says it. You know, Army to Crush Tea Party Rebellion, Forbes, AP, Reuters. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. Now, it will make sense. Family Guy has him at a subconscious level. It's almost subliminal. We're going to play this coming up. It's up at Infowars.com. Bombing the Boston Marathon the finish line with two bombs, with a cell phone detonator.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And we're gonna ride. Yeah, that. Willie Nelson's 80 years old this week. Got a chance to hang out with him a few weeks ago. All right, getting back to what I was breaking down here. You can bet that they're now announcing the new security measures, TSA, troops on the streets, checkpoints. You're all suspects, and they're all, America's going to be strong and united in the face of this. And Obama's approval rating is already going up. And he's up there saying, you know, we face down the terror together, and he's the father figure. He's the guy protecting us as the big daddy. And this will be used to, across the board, take our basic liberties and our freedoms. And during the break, I was watching CNN just breathlessly. And we've got victims, and let's cut to this senator. And the senator's all smiling. It's all about the government cult getting to have everybody tune into them. Because the only time dinosaur media gets viewers or attention now is when there's a big event. And so they're all a bunch of narcissists up there and spreading the fear. But don't worry, we'll bring you a third world police state to keep you safe. And while we are distracted, while we are diverted by all of this, they are racing through the Senate now with the gun registration and psychological gun confiscation program that basically overthrows much of the Second Amendment. They're racing through with total open border legalization, and where Homeland Security has its own discretion whether to control the border at any level, which they've already opened up and are doing blanket fiat amnesty anyways. I mean, that's all on record. So we've got that going on. All of this is unfolding right now, right as they're trying to pass their whole globalist North American Union agenda, right as they're trying to get warrantless wiretapping codified into law, right as they're trying to expand all this, just like 9/11 was used to ram through the Patriot Act and all the rest of it. And when 9/11 wasn't enough to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, oh, then there was the anthrax attack that somebody could have made in a bathtub in their basement. Turned out the most weaponized U.S. government version ever. And they finally killed the third patsy to shut him up. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get to this later in the hour. But if you go up to Infowars.com, you can see all of these different videos, all these different interviews we're going to cover during the next segment, where you've got eyewitnesses openly reporting the fact that they were told it was a drill. Never mind, don't mind what was happening right around the area right before the bomb went off. And there's two ways to look at that. You can say they were right on it trying to stop it. They had intel and they tried to save us. Of course, they pulled back right before the bombing happened. Or you can look at it as they were there using the drill as the cover in case some other agency or group stopped them, which is what they use the NSA for, is to make sure their false flags and other things don't get caught. And now that our own Dan Bondi, in two different press conferences, with the police chief, the mayor, and the governor, our own East Coast reporter Dan Bondi made national news just asking real questions about, hey, now there's the Huffington Post, Boston Marathon bombing brings out conspiracy theories. That means people that are willing to go, hey, there was a drill, and the police say, no, there wasn't a drill. The police chief says there was no drill. The governor says there was no drill. And then Madondi goes up to the police after the press conference and says, was there a drill? And they say, no, no drill. So they're telling witnesses, there's a whole bunch of witnesses in local news. National news isn't picking it up unless they say it's a conspiracy theory. They just point at us and go, look at these weirdos bringing this up. When we were there, Madondi was there with the Boston Globe going, they say there was a drill. And other witnesses on News 15 are saying there's a drill. What were the drills for? And they're like, nope, that didn't happen. It's just like with Dorner. We're going to burn this down. Burn that mother effer down. Bring fire. We've got the fire. Just place the fire. The fire is lit. The building is burning down. Good job. It's burned down. We killed that mother. They're like, hey, conspiracy theorist, that doesn't mean what you think it said. Burn that mother effer down doesn't mean burn that mother effer down. And now we're like, hey, what were the drills? That's what any real journalist would ask. What happened? And they're like, no, there was no drills. There was no drills. So see, they're covering up. Folks, they're as guilty as a pig in you know what. Okay? They are as guilty as a pig in you know what. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Skousen popping in. We've got Doug Hagman coming on, and we've got the head of Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, who's on his way to Boston for the April 19th commemorations there with Oath Keepers. We're going to be getting to all of that today with those guests popping in. And in fact, I'll open the phones up now and get to some of them by the next segment if I'm able to get to all these clips. I want to get your take on what you're witnessing. You know, let me do this. I want to hear from police. Police who've heard me on the air say they'd have these type of events and blame it on patriot groups. And even if they end up going with a Middle Eastern group, because there's a low probability it could be a real terror group from the Middle East, that some of that does happen. Usually it's provocateured, allowed to happen, sometimes staged. We know they're going to use the crisis to take our liberties. But it could be that. But the media certainly has tried to go with 9 out of 10 times, I mean, I've been immersed in it, I know you have been as well, all the channels, all the news, that it's a Tea Party patriot on tax day that did this. We're going to play some clips of that in a moment. Now, Now, did Salon, Media Matters, all these other White House connected groups, did they come out and go, wow, Alex Jones is right? No, they said I was wrong to say we'd be blamed, but went on to blame us. And again, that's called Jim Jones level cultism by these authoritarians that like to basically pose as liberals. Now, Rush Limbaugh came out, it turns out, and said that they'd probably blame us after he went off air yesterday. A bunch of Michael Savage talked about it. Others did. One guy came out and immediately said I was wrong, and that was Glenn Beck. While having articles, we're going to show this to TV viewers, and I'm going to mention the headlines to radio listeners, saying they're going to blame the right wing, but I was bad to say it, though. No, I was bad to say it first. You see, I was supposed to sit there all cowardly, and I'm not supposed to speculate. I'm supposed to wait till the known lying federal government who ran Fast and Furious and other false flags they've been caught doing that killed thousands of people. You don't see them personalizing each one of those dead like they're doing these dead. I mean, they are just using this. And that's how you know when they're ready, when they script it, the way the whole thing's scripted, the crescendo of media coverage. And then you've got a drill from the start to the finish. Oh, and I forgot, Rob Dew's brother, in-law, who he argues with on a weekly basis about the New World Order and stuff, who is in military intelligence, pretty high level. He's married to the guy's sister. He runs for the team army, he was in the official team army marathon truck, you know, that sometimes wins. I mean, dude's been on vacation with him. He runs, gets up at 3 a.m., runs 20 miles, and is, back in the, early afternoon ready for lunch. The point is that what he heard from his wife who talked to him was, yeah, it's weird. I'm going to the hospital now. They pulled me out and said I was showing signs of dehydration right before the end of the marathon. Let's get Team Army. By the way, we're going to find out because now they won't talk to us. I'm sure the word went out. I should have waited later. I just got in the heat of the moment. I was like blabbing about it on air. I should have before they figured it out and shut it down. If he never talks to Rob again, Rob Dew, we'll really know the fix was in. But if they pulled more members of Team Army, because there was a whole, quote, large truck of Army runners. You've seen them on the news, wearing the Army shirt. Hey, we're the Army. We win the marathon. And it's just bizarre, absolutely bizarre, small world, because Rob Dew was also part-time in a band that Joe Stack was in, who reportedly flew his plane to the IRS building in Austin. That's why the footage we released ended up being on the national news of Joe Stack, playing the guitar. And he was not even into patriot right-wing stuff when Dew knew him a decade ago. He was just a real quiet guy, a really good guitar player who never talked. Didn't talk very much. Just always showed up on time, always did a great job. And IRS took his house, ruined his life. Joe Stack might have been a real deal. You never know. And that's why there are some real deals. I mean, there is a chance, and I said this yesterday, that this could be a real deal. But you look at the media buildup, you look at the timing, you look at the demonization, the news saying right-wingers will attack sports stadiums and malls and mass shootings and bombings and police. There will be improvised explosive devices. Ex-military will bomb every department in America. They've been saying that for 4 years. We're like, that's ridiculous, unless they know something's going to happen. If somebody kept saying, somebody's going to burn down the church, and everybody's in the church of like 200. These have been real cases. Well, why do you keep saying that, Bob? I don't know. Somebody's going to burn it down. We should have insurance. Then the church burns down the next week. Who's the first person the cops go and talk to? Bob, who said somebody might burn down the church. I mean, this is 101 criminology. You've got the White House going, right-winger libertarians, anti-Obama, pro-gun people are going to blow stuff up any minute. Get ready. They're going to hurt our children. They're the new terror threat, bigger threat than Al-Qaeda, who the government's giving Libya and Syria and giving heat-seeking missiles in Benghazi. I mean, this is no-brainer stuff, ladies and gentlemen. No-brainer. So here's the number for police. I want to get your take on this. 800, police only, or military, who are currently active duty. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But as God is my witness, dude turned white. We were in the war room in there, and he goes, he's talking to his wife. He talked to her brother. who's in Army intelligence, who Duke has arguments with. He's like an officer. And he goes, oh, my God, my brother-in-law was running the marathon and was there at the end when the bombing happened, but they pulled him out right before. And I go, you got to come on air right now. So literally the break ends from a video we were playing. I walk him in and I go, your brother was running security with the 400 troops? He goes, no. He was running it. And then you heard the story. I mean, that was like he hung the phone up, turned white, said, I can't handle this anymore. Walks in here on air. And I mean, this is like a movie, folks. This is like a movie, what's going on. And then, of course, there's a drill, and then we send Dan Bedondi to two different press conferences to ask about drills, and they say there are no drills, there is nothing happening. And then we're conspiracy theorists for saying it when it's in two local newspapers, Boston Globe, one other, here in my stack, and Local 15 TV. What is that, an NBC affiliate? So, we're going to play that clip for you. The full newscast is up on Infowars.com. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. But do you understand the frustration of this? I mean, I study. This is what I do. I'm a leading expert. They've had university books written in England and the United States. They have university classes on what I cover. They've got top. I'm not bragging. I mean, no one else seems to study this except the people that are doing it. And I sit here like a private detective, watching this, studying this, interviewing, former Italian presidents and former, number three in the Japanese government and former, European Union officials who are in the meet, the former head of the former German defense minister, Andres von Bülow. I want to get him back on. Wrote the book CIA Stage 9/11, and he was in the meetings. I mean, he's high level. It's a fact they were involved. I mean, I'm fully immersed in this, okay? And sure, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But I don't go with that mindset. I'm actually looking at this, hoping this, I'm sad it happened, but hoping it's a real grassroots deal, because then it's not the government doing it, because that's 100 times worse, folks. We try to prove that it's an organic operation. Joe Stack, 60% chance he probably did it, because they just ruined his life, took everything he had, and he just flipped out and said, you're getting nothing, I'm burning down the house, and I'm coming after you. Now, there was a lot of bizarre Defense Department connections to where he had his plane and stuff, but look, all I know is they use this to get our liberties. So there was a drill from start to finish, and they don't want to talk about it, and they're calling it a conspiracy theory. Just like they said the first day, they ignored it. I mean, we're there watching it. As they start surrounding him, I shoot a YouTube video, upload it, time-stamped, and say they're going to probably burn him down by standard operating procedure. An hour later, they burn him down. Then the audio all gets recorded of six different groups saying we're going to burn him down. And then they say you're a conspiracy theorist. How dare you, Alex Jones? They said that, but it doesn't mean that. Some media said they just didn't say that. Talking to you like you're stupid. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to phone calls after I play these clips. But let's first go to Dan Bedondi. There's two different press conferences in the evening and then late at night. This became national news. They shut the press conference down with the governor when he got the first question in and wouldn't shut up about false flags. And he says, no, there was no false flag. And the other press conference, he says, were there drills? What was happening with the exercise? And they just said, we had no prior knowledge, there was no exercise. So there was an exercise. That's in the Boston Globe, that's in the other local paper, and it's in News 15, but buried. And there's witnesses all over the place. And Rob Dew's brother-in-law, they come up and go, oh, you need to go to the hospital. And he's like, why? Well, we just think you're sick. They let you urinate on yourself, vomit, crawl across the finish line, but they pull him out. Because, and then minutes later, there's a bombing at the finish line, okay? And there's 400 troops there. The image of troops and the wreckage. We're being acclimated to all this. Now they're saying troops are going to be everywhere. And I've always told you, don't be part of drills, because most of the time it isn't a staged attack. But when there is an attack, it's a drill. It's always a drill, because when they get caught with the bombs, they always, this happened before, they always say, in Gladio, the Russians have been caught, NATO's been caught. They say, oh, I'm part of a drill. Because 99% of the police aren't part of it. It was a drill on 7-7 where they told the young Muslims, be part of a drill for the UK. You're good liberal school teacher, Muslims. And they blew them up, folks, on the train and on the bus. And one guy figured it out and was running, and they executed him in Canary Wharf. And then that was taken out of the newspaper with a D notice. A federal emergency notice had that removed. Witnesses saw them, they gunned down several guys, chased them down and gunned them down, you know, right there in front of a tourist district. Because they figured out what happened. And I'm telling you, do not be part of a drill. If you're police, if you're military, they're getting ready to say military or terrorist. All they do is tell military intelligence has been sheep-dipped into domestic operations. Hey, you're now going to go be part of this drill. Carry this and simulate being a terrorist. And most of the time, they're not going to do it. But let me tell you, 1 out of 100 drills or so, they're going to blow it up. Or they're going to tell you, leave it, and then you're going to get arrested. You're going to get drugged up. You're going to get tortured. You're going to get electroshock therapy until you go before the military tribunal and say that you bombed the Sears Tower, or you bombed the mall, or you bombed the school. I'm going to tell you, it's just like Arlington Road. The professor's trying to stop it, and they trick him to run, you know, to be on the news and then run into the parking garage when it goes off. I mean, they're telling you how they do it right there, okay? I'm getting chills. And I told you this was going to happen yesterday before it happened. Let's go to Dan Bondi at one of the press conferences. This is confronting the governor. Here it is.
Could you take any questions?
Well, sir, why do the ones we tell people when we love this stuff become moves before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag state attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking a hand down on the kids on the streets?
No. Next question.
You have said that there is no stuff.
The morning. The medical people are compiling that as we speak. Main point of focus, right?
Okay,
the investigation is in the area that the governor mentioned. We're actually working very closely with the families right now. We're going through those right now.
Why was people being told fire?
9:30 tomorrow morning will be the next briefing. Thank you.
The Bible pulled off the same
thing. Right there.
That's full of fire, gentlemen.
And that was the initial video we got off Fox News. I actually, driving home last night, heard local news playing clips of the press conference. It was crystal clear. And Bondi was there with his mic. It flagged InfoWars up on the podium. As soon as he can get that uploaded to YouTube, we'll have better quality for you. But that totally flipped out the media, and it's called conspiracy theory. Now, here's Bondi earlier talking to the governor and commissioner as well, asking about the bombing and drills. Here's that clip.
Hey guys, Leanne McAdoo here at the Austin, Texas InfoWars News Center. Our East Coast reporter, Dan Bondi, is on the scene, and he was able to get in this question at the news conference.
We are looking at all of that right now. That's one of the investigative steps that we're taking.
They said they were doing drills this morning for the same exact thing that happened on BuzzFeed.com. Now, were you guys given any warning ahead of time of this taking place?
As I said earlier, there was no specific intelligence. We certainly increased posture around a big event like this. All of those things happened in preparation for this event, but there was no specific intelligence that anything was going to happen.
Now, we've got that story
That's good. The full clip's up on InfoWars.com right now. And again, Bondi was able to talk to police again, and they said, no drills, no nothing. But you noticed there was no specific intelligence. Oh, really? You didn't know that satchel the guy's placed had real explosives in it? You didn't know that? So we're going to be going over all of this now. Now, here's the coach. This is the shorter clip. The full clip's up on InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com also has it. UM coach, bomb-sniffing dogs, spotters on roofs before explosions. And then in the very area, they kept making announcements to the participants, do not worry, it's just a training exercise, kind of like 9/11. Stay at your desk, everything's fine. Or 7C, you know, just over and over again, the Aurora shooting, it's fine, it's just a drill. Let's go ahead and now go to that clip.
At the start line this morning, they had bomb spotters on the roof of the building, and they had bomb-sniffing dogs. coming up and down at the start line, and Melanie said there was bomb sniffing dogs at the finish line, but they kept making announcements saying to the participants, do not worry, this is just a training exercise. Well, evidently, I don't believe they were just having a training exercise. I think they must have known, they must have had some kind of threats or suspicions called in.
No kidding. And again, they're lying about that. That is undoubted. And again, we're breaking the real news. We're forcing the real issues out in the open. We're engaged in real journalism. So I salute Dan Bondi. At both press conferences, he got the first questions down and out, and they just shut the press conferences down. I mean, they were going to grandstand for an hour. You know they were. And the press still had more questions. But Bondi was there going, you were running a drill. You were running a drill. Boston Globe, you were running a drill. You were running a drill. And the governor looked like he was about to have a heart attack and looked so angry. And the media is like, the governor was angry that such stupid questions would be asked. Of course there was no drill. In fact, it's the media that denies it for them. There was no drill. There were no police dogs. There were nothing. It was everything's fine. Now, up on InfoWars.com, the Family Guy, this aired Sunday, first aired back in March, where the Boston Marathon is bombed with not one but two bombs by the Family Guy, the Tea Party guy, at the Boston Marathon at the finish with two bombs.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARE for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Folks, Alex Jones here back live. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We have Tom, who's a police officer, he says, in Iowa. Ben, who says he was IDF counter-terror. That's Israeli Defense Force. And Anthony, Oregon, who is the Army. And I want to get your take into the bottom of the next hour. Then Joel Skousen, who is a real terrorism expert, in my view. He's going to be joining us. Doug Hagman as well, who is telling me off-air and on-air Monday. It's imminent. And then I got to talk to one of his federal sources. And by the way, I have federal sources. A lot of people find that hard to believe. I know the federal government's full of people that don't like what's happening, and there's really no discipline up there right now. You know, that's why so much of this can come out, because the rest of the Secret Service and people are off with hookers doing drugs, and then the good guys are sitting there just not knowing what to do. That's why they're prosecuting whistleblowers, trying to scare people now. And then Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going to be popping in. It's a jam-packed transmission. We have free video feeds and audio feeds at Infowars.com/listen. And even if you're watching right now, post it to your Facebook, your Twitter. We'll retweet out there. But Family Guy, to be specific, and I'm going to your calls. In one episode, he runs over people at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, and then he detonates two bombs. So that's the clip that's up on Infowars.com. And my issue is, Doug Hagman of the X-Files came to me, and he said, you know that episode where the government flies a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center, a criminal element, to basically set up a police state? The CIA planted that story on us and asked us to put that in 6 months before 9/11. I mean, it's just incredible where they're going to blame Afghanistan for it and stuff. Why? I mean, is it coincidence? That's up on Infowars.com right now. But let's go to who's up first here? Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Ben in Mass, who says he's been with the IDF counterterror. Then we'll go to Tom and Anthony. Ben, what do you think about what's going on?
Okay. I'm a longtime listener. Enjoy the show very much. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. A few quick points, and I'll just let you run with it. Number one, false flag subversion. Can be used to undermine faith in the government. There are many factions in competition with each other. Not all roads lead to the White House. The right hand does not necessarily know what the left hand is doing. This reminds me of Benghazi in many ways. Sometimes cops are not cops. There are units that can wear any kind of uniform to do the operation.
Absolutely, yep.
This may be an attack on Obama. There will be additional suspects at large that will bring the information to really know what's up. Also, the Hawk Survive to Thrive broadcast from Thursday, April 11th may have some significance. There's a lot of information in that show, and I think we should all listen to it.
What did they say? Shadows of this? Or?
Yes. He said it's about to go wild weasel. He was talking about OTMs crossing the border, the Mexican border, talking about Ahmed Rodriguez and Ahmed, you know.
Oh, you're talking about a real right-wing triple false flag letting real Muslims in to do a terror attack to point out that Obama's turning the whole world over to Muslims?
Right, like Benghazi, to destroy his credibility.
But why would Obama order the stand down of the Joint Chiefs and CENTCOM if it was a setup of Obama on Benghazi?
Could be that the Joint Chiefs are just incompetent and they're partying like everyone else. I mean, the security forces are just sucking up money. They don't seem to be doing anything, really, and we're not safe. So that may be another message we're supposed to receive from this this event.
Yeah, I will say that most of the giant spy network that's in the U.S. now go around bragging that they're spies and driving around in black SUVs. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is totally ridiculous. But, I mean, do you have any specifics on this, or is this your gut from watching this event?
I don't have intel as far as, you know, people.
Are you currently in counterterrorism in the Israeli Defense Force?
No, sir, I'm out of the game. It's all so corrupt and rotten.
I would imagine. Listen, thanks for calling in. We're going to come back with police officers.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.